Well, we're back and bummed out we are. We couldn't find out that we aren't being heard on Facebook. Wow, what a drag. It was such a great show so far, right?
I like it.
Well, I'm ready to go, man. I am hungry. I'm going to be at the Capitol much more now. I've had to, you know, it's kind of funny that my best friend, with all that she's going through, was the only one that noticed that I had shaved immediately when she saw me. Oh, look at you. And I was like happy. And more, my cats are happy because they like to snuggle on stuff. And it's like, oh, baby soft. No. that's as soft as your hinder, daddy. Okay. Anyway, no. It's a new year. Same battle, only we're further behind than we were last year. Kind of like watching Michigan getting their ass kicked last night by Alabama. Who didn't see that coming? I did. Big Ten. Psh, always overrated. Unless it's women's volleyball. Yeah, gotta get That's a plug true. In for them. And Badger basketball continues to surprise me. That game with Illinois State was exciting. Those kids are tough. Those Illinois State kids. I mean, no. Those guys are, they've got careers ahead of them. So it wasn't like, you know, the Badgers were just playing this patsy team. They had won four games in a row, and they don't play an easy schedule, and they don't have quite the draw for, athletes to come to that school, right? But they, you know, some of the best, toughest kids go to those schools, the second-tier Division I schools.
The hungry kids.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah.
I'm just like a repeat champion at the Capitol. These guys can't take me down. There's no way. And I'm going to need some help, and we're going to need it being done in other states, man. We got to get into the state house. Got to start making noise, man, putting pressure on them there. It's too late after they do it, right? It's like when they, you know, every time the Republicans call a hearing, it's like, oh, this one's already done. I mean, because it's really a non-hearing. They're not basing anything on what their constituents want. Even Republicans, that's right. Even Republicans, they're not doing what you want them to do, but they're telling you they are, right? And blaming everything on Democrats, and then Democrats, oh, let's blame it on Republicans, and I'm blaming it on us, man. We don't have to put up with this crap. We really don't. Have you seen what they do in other countries when they decide that they've had enough? Are we waiting for that moment where people are so hungry and so destitute that they decide to take action? And usually that ends bloody because, you know, the dictator likes to use force. And the people, if it was about force, it'd be over a long time ago. We're the force. We're the, I forget that 99% stuff. I hate all that crap. It's time to skim the 1%, though. I'm a whole milk guy, heavy cream, trying to build my bones up so that I can run. Because I noticed that what I'm looking at is if I can stay healthy enough and limber enough, stretching. I don't, you know, it's not about lifting heavy stuff. It's about stretching your muscles nice and easy and stretching as far as you can. Yeah, it hurts a little bit. Keep a little younger because I'm thinking the nomad days are coming up. All these people are buying trailers, campers, and stuff. And these are middle-income people that are like, you know, I just keeping up with a house and the neighborhood and all. They're just tired. Everybody wants to get away. And not everybody. The smart ones. I think that's awesome. Yeah, they're just selling everything and putting it into this. We're living on the road, man. Oh, what's the weather like today? Oh, let's drive two states over. It's pretty nice there. Why not? What do you think?
Man, I think there's...
I mean, it's like the future, everybody. Yeah. Isn't that romantic, you know, where you're like everybody has to travel hundreds or thousands of miles to find fresh water? You know, it's a race to get there. How exciting.
I mean, I think all of it's banked on the fact that as a population, we can't come together.
Oh, I'm not even trying. You know, there is no coming together. It's like, reach out. You know, you got to reach. Now I'm reaching out into the depths of the devil's behind with these people.
Fair enough.
No, I don't do that. That's why whenever they say we have to compromise, you know,
compromise. Like that either, yeah.
You keep compromising against yourself till you get to the point where you're so compromised, you don't have anything left. Like a lot of people don't in this country and in this world that don't deserve it. hell of a lot nicer people than that. Elon Musk just like jackass of the year. I mean, no, I could say something worse about that guy. But you know what? You want to make fun of the old guys that are out there trying to help people, and you're out there with those. What kind of pants are those? They get tight down on the ankles like that. That's okay if you're a thin guy. Guy that works here wears those, right? But his legs are the same size up and down. These guys are wearing this tight on the calf or on the thigh and then tight all the way down. No socks. Ooh, nice shoes. And you're making fun of Bernie? What a clown. The billionaires are not the guys that you want to be hanging with, man. I don't know what it's going to take, but I mean, we'll come back again next week. It was fun to be back. I really apologize to those people out that are, you know, getting it on Facebook like I do when I listen to some of the shows here, right? I don't know what happened. I'm no engineer. I'm no genius. I'm just, what?
You're just an honest man. Honest man trying to make
a difference. Oh, I'm not that honest. Somebody said, yeah, you know, you're the good son because I went out and shoveled the driveway and the sidewalk, and I'm like, my mom lets me live there. And I'm like, let's not get carried away here. How about I'm the black sheep that lives with this mom?
Yeah, but you're honest.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I said you were honest.
Only because I wasn't for a long enough time in my life to realize that the only one I was fooling was me the whole time. Oh, yeah, think you're a pretty crafty guy, huh? And I don't know where that changed, to be my mom and dad raised me. That's why I turned out so awesome, is because of my mom and my dad. Without my mom and my dad's input and genes and everything, I'd have been I don't know which first 48 episode I would have been on. I would have been on one killing somebody, and then on the next one, somebody killing me. I've seen that happen on there before. Speaking of which, it's really getting disturbing, you know, about... It must have been the week before Christmas that Stoughton police found somebody in the Walmart parking lot in Stoughton with a stolen vehicle. So they tried to, you know, pull the vehicle over. And when it took off, this cop shot at the car and said that they were using the car like a weapon coming at mine. And I'm like, well, if that's true, they probably would have hit you. I mean... You got out of the car and shot at him. I mean, it doesn't sound like he was trying to hit you with the car. And I'm sitting there thinking, there's a lot of people around that you just don't open fire on a stolen vehicle, do you? Oh, yeah, you do. Well, anyway,
seems a little extreme. Yeah.
Well, I just found out that 5 p.m. yesterday, what, half mile from my house? I could probably jog to this place in a couple minutes, right? 19-year-old just shot a 19-year-old in the chest in Stoughton last night, killed him. And the other one is in custody, and there's no danger to the rest of the community. Of course, there's a danger to the rest of the community because those weren't the only two guys that are feeling like that. It's everywhere. Yeah. It's everywhere. It's in small towns. It's in big towns. People are stressed out, and they're losing it. And I think people's brains are just starting to turn to cream cheese. And I like cream cheese. I mean, I made a dip yesterday. I was... 16 ounces of sour cream and 4 ounces of whipped cream cheese and a couple cans of chopped clams drained, right? And some crab meat thrown in there. And just, I ate that whole thing, dude. Didn't upset my stomach at all. I seasoned it too, you know. It was tasty. The cats were not too happy because they kept trying to get up. And I'm like, no, man, this is my food. You don't see me sticking my face in your bowl.
Fair enough.
Well, I mean, I give them stuff but I'm eating dip, guys. It's not like, you know, what are you going to do, lick my dip? I don't think so. I let the one cat drink my milk. Dora can drink out of my milk. She can drink out of my saucer any day. Where'd she learn how to slide like that? So I'm glad this holiday season is over again. It's time to get back to work. It's time to fight for democracy and freedom.
We got to start finding a way to reinstill some semblance of actual hope. Because otherwise, like the stuff you're talking about.
Oh, there's no hope.
If people have zero hope left. But that's what happens, right? If they have zero hope left, they have nothing to lose.
Well, there's too many people that don't have any hope, and that's exactly what I'm talking about, and that's exactly why I decided to get a radio show. Well, other than being kicked off Facebook for 30 days at a time, and at least I haven't, you know, it was last January that I think I started this show. It's almost a year. I think maybe next week or the week after.
Yeah, you're here right in the beginning, just like me.
Oh.
Together.
Yeah. Oh, and we weren't working together, though.
No, Jimmy K was here, but...
And I haven't seen Jimmy K. Well, of course, we're on different paths. They both come to this place, but we're going to be moving to a new studio, correct?
There's some things happening, yeah. Okay. Not sure when they're telling everybody, but we'll get to it.
Oh, I thought, yeah. I was worried about going to the wrong address if we were going to be moving.
We'll let you know, man.
All right, cool. So anyway, thanks again for listening. Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and we will be back next week. And again, thanks, Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Go online, jeffsguitar.com, man. He's got all kinds of gift ideas for people, music, and animals. Awesome. See you next week.